Welcome to Communication Connection Community, the Podcaster's Podcast. This podcast takes a deep dive into modern day communication strategies in the podcasting space. We chat with interesting people who make the podcasting and speaking spaces exciting and vibrant. We also dive into the podcasting community with news, updates, latest trends and topics from this ever-evolving space. So strap in, it's going to be one amazing ride. Let's dive into today's episode. And our guest today actually has a very interesting story to tell about his journey in overcoming or working through one of those five myths. It's the competition myth. That's what we'll be talking about today with Bernie Fransgrode. Is a synergy architect, co-founder of Creative Insight Consultants, which connects people and ideas to other people. He's also the host of the Knack for Business podcast, co-hosted by goal and life coach Wayne Pratt. The podcast is an extension of what they do daily in business. And he's also the co-host of the Property Wizard podcast with real estate expert Fred Crouch. Now, Bernie's journey, nice little rhyme there, Bernie's journey into podcasting started with Fred, but it's expanded far beyond that to the point where he is a sought-after guest on other shows. He's, of course, the host of his own show. But that's not where the journey started. And we're so thrilled that Bernie is here today to talk about the competition myth. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Carl, pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about competition, because some might say that there is no competition, but it's that the myth of competition that kept you from being in the podcasting space in general. So when was the first time, or when did you first get exposed to podcasting or the idea of podcasting?
Oddly enough, I was trying to convince someone else to be a podcaster. And in the process, he said, come hither and co-host with me. I thought, you know what? I could do that. That exposure of being a co-host actually opened the door up. And I'm going, you know, it's easy enough. That was with Fred Crouch.
And that's been going on. Now, the recording of this episode is the latter part of 2022. And Fred's show launched, I believe, in the middle part of 2021. So it's going for a solid year and a half. That experience, though, what led you to that experience? What trepidation did you have in saying yes?
I think the competition was with myself and also, what am I going to add value to? There are people out there already doing podcasts. And then I realized I am, based on what I do for a living, I am connecting with a large range of people. And in that range of folks, they all have an interesting story. So I literally make this an extension of what I'm doing. I share that information with people every day, whether I'm sharing them on a one-to-one connection or now one-to-many. And the podcast deals with the one-to-many.
And stepping into that space obviously gave you the opportunity or the encouragement to start your own show. What was going through your mind as you were stepping into that course? And full disclosure, by the way, Bernie has done some training with me. We're so thrilled that you went through the program. But what was going through your mind as you were thinking, I'm starting a podcast? I'm starting a podcast. Oh my goodness, I'm starting a podcast. What was going through your mind?
I think a lot of times what looks like it's very simple on the outside, you know, there's a lot of detail underneath it. So it's like the iceberg. You know, you see the top of it, but the bulk of it is below surface. And my assumption would be there's a few things I got to do. There's a structure to the podcast. There's a technique to bring things together. Then there's the editing. Promotion's not bad. I can do the promotion pretty easily, but it's leveraging that it's packaged. Perfect might be an overstatement. A good package. And if you go too perfect, then you'll never get it out of the gate. And again, you're competing with yourself.
I like the iceberg analogy that you gave too, where you only see the top piece and that there's many other elements that go to a show. And as a listener, or maybe as somebody who is toying with the idea of being a podcaster, do you believe that that's what they see is just the tip and that there's far more to it that maybe is making them a little bit nervous of stepping into that space?
It can be. If they talk to another podcaster or talk to a person that is podcasting, they might pick up on certain elements going, well, I have to do this, I have to do that. And, you know, if you're writing a blog, you still have to pay attention to details, except this podcast is interactive. So it's not like one person's narrative. And in the case of where I have guests coming in, I get to change up what we're chatting about. I get to change up the voices that are heard. And, you know, having a co-host also helps. And Wayne's come in, provided another slant on conversations. So you can have a dynamic conversation. So it's not back and forth and all of a sudden you get yourself in a corner. Your co-host comes in and brings you out of that corner and carry on the conversation.
And you can leverage that guest for not only their network, but, you know, to further the experience as well. So, but let's get back to the competition piece here, because one of the things that we were talking about just as we were setting up the recording was this whole idea of, and for you, it was more of a, okay, there's a lot of podcasts out there. Where do I fit into this space? And I think you've leveraged it quite well with how you approach your podcast, which, by the way, the links to Bernie's podcast will be in the show notes if you want to check it out. It's a great show. It's a fantastic show. But one of the things that people wrestle with as they're getting set to step into this place is there's a ton of podcasts out there already, and I'm just not famous enough. Did you find that that was you as well?
A little bit. I guess when I leverage the podcast itself, as I utilize the podcast, if I'm doing it in context with the person, say the topic, and someone says, you know, I'm noticing something on LinkedIn and I want to respond to it. And I can then in the comment section say, you know, this is my opinion on this subject. But you know what? Hang on. But wait, there's more. I have a contact. And here's the contact talking in the podcast. So I'll bring the whole thing into that comment section. What I've just done there is responded to someone else's post, right, which helps them. I've introduced the person I've interviewed into that post to offer more comment. And then on top of that, here's a podcast where they're speaking to the subject. Plus, at the same time, a bonus round is I've just advertised the podcast. And it's serving, but serving well, as opposed to being grandstanding.
Let's talk about imposter syndrome, because I know with competition, the competition myth, and it might not have been for you personally, but certainly I know for some people that it does hold them back, the whole imposter syndrome. How did that play in, or how has that played into your show, or has it played into your show?
I think the imposter syndrome, when people have that, is they have content inside them, but they're worried about being over the top or look at me, look at me, look at me, as opposed to, you know what, you're shining, let the light come out. And share the wealth. There's always going to be an expert out there. There's nothing new under the sun to start off with. However, you're going to have a slant on something, and it's you. It's the DNA of you coming out. And that's okay, because you can have experts in a field, and that's why you have experts. And sometimes that's where you have the dialogue coming in. You exchange ideas, whether you're working with a fellow podcaster or working with someone who's in your field. Because I meet people that talk about networking all the time. How do you do this? What do you do? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong. So it's not the only one that's out there. You can be one of the many that's out there.
Having said that, let me ask you this question. Maybe this will get a little bit deep and philosophical as I ask this, but... Not something we haven't done before off microphone, but because I've known Bernie for quite a while, folks. Having said what you've said and working through the competition myth, is there really, when we break it down, is there really competition?
And again, I think this goes back to something I said earlier, competition with yourself. In this case, you're worried that your ego is too big and you don't want to come off as a braggart. And you're not. In this case, I'm introducing people. I'm introducing a topic, and the person is expressing themselves, and they're sharing information. The reason I have the person on the podcast is because they have information that is worthy of sharing, and I'm engaging them in the conversation. So, in fact, we're all going forward. And the fact you're going to become a guest, let alone own your own podcast, you're already past the imposter syndrome. You have a story to tell. You have information to impart. Just go with it. It's like, you know, I can't ride that bike. Oh, look, Ma, no hands, and I'm riding the bike. And, you know, and if there's a, oops, that's okay. You can survive that.
I think it affects us more, though, when we do look into something like podcasting. And I think there's a misconception, which is why I'm so glad we're talking about the five myths today. By the way, my guest is Bernie Franzgrote, and we're sort of breaking down the competition myth, because we see something, we talked about the iceberg effect, where what we see is there's, at the recording of this episode again, there's about 3 million podcasts worldwide. And 3 million sounds like a big number. But when you compare that to the number of blogs and this is the current statistic roughly, it's about 500 blogs to every one podcast. Now, all of a sudden, it's not as daunting when you look at it and go, oh my goodness, there are, math is hard. Don't ask me what that math is. But there's, for that, that means that there is a huge opportunity, but sometimes we don't see it because all we see is 3 million and we don't see that, oh my goodness, underneath that is all this opportunity. There's my expertise, or in your case, Bernie, there's your expertise, there's your knowledge, there's the connections that you've made through Creative Insights that you're going to bring to the surface. You're a different person than I am as a host of a podcast. But not only that, even if you're interviewing another person who's another synergy architect or expert at networking, shall we say, that connector, they're going to have a different perspective. So again, is there really competition, or is it just, you know, there's enough space for all of us to play and let's just have fun in that space?
You know, I think you have four or five podcasters on the same genre. If everybody is talking and walking the same way, welcome to a vanilla moment. And, you know, as opposed to having one that's chocolate chip, one that's cookie dough. I mean, that's food reference. That might be a bad thing. You know, now I'm getting hungry.
You just indicated that you really love cookies and you'd like to have a cookie break. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is there's a different flavor. And even if you're coming from the same culture, you're coming from the same city, talking about the same subject material, your content, your delivery is going to be different. You're not going to be mimicked. You'd have to get a Jim Carrey in here or Robin Williams to mimic you, in which case then it's still different because it'll have a different slant on it, right? There's an opportunity here where you can push out information, you can share that information, and it's no different than if you're at a dinner party or in a social setting or a business meeting and you're having a conversation. Like, what's that all about? You know, let's talk about this. Why am I looking at this? This is what I'm experiencing. And you're sharing that information. And each of those moments are very unique. In this case, what really makes it handy in a podcast, you're making those moments, you're locking them in time in that conversation, and you're sharing that moment. And it can be reheard over and over again. Even from there, you can then kick over to your blog. So you either your blog can feed into your podcast or you can feed into your blog. So the content materials also can be moved around to your benefit and just replicate the information, even key notes. You might have that quote for the day, just embed it right in the middle. What to do with that iceberg?
I like the analogy that you gave too, Bernie, and great answer. I like the analogy that you gave about the cookies. And now you got me thinking about cookies, by the way. But everything would be so plain and vanilla if everyone was speaking. Even if we're speaking the same language, it would be very plain and boring if we all were saying exactly the same things, exactly the same way, and there was no variance. And I'll take it a step further and say, for a guy like Fred Crouch, who is a real estate expert in his own community and in, you know, not just in his own community, but in Canada and the US, and there are a ton of real estate podcasts out there, but there isn't one that is exactly the same as Fred's. And there isn't a podcast that is exactly the same as Knack for Business because we're all coming at it from a different angle. So in that sense, yes, are there real estate podcasts out there or that deal more in the investing space? Absolutely. But no one's going to tell it the way Fred does. And no one has a sidekick like Bernie, right? So,
yes, every once in a while, just ask those questions going, I don't understand that one, right? And there we go. Here's another example. When you go to listen to music, is it the same music your dad listened to or your mom listened to when they were teens? Is it the same music if you have kids? Is it the same music that they listen to? It's all different, you know, and, you know, there's everything from rock, hillbilly rock to classical to opera to an ongoing story, right? And then the genres, subgenres in there, and each of them have a distinction and, you know, might appeal to you, might not appeal to you.
It would be like saying there's too much music out there.
Yeah.
And really,
I can't compete
in the music place, in that music space. But so breaking down the competition, what you've been able to do is say, hey, here's what I'm good at. Here's what I know I'm good at. I have the experience in this area. And because you're a great connector of people. You have a Rolodex of, you know, being able to get guests on. And it's not just value for your show, but you've also identified the value that they bring, and you'll extend it beyond the show, and you'll help them or connect them or do whatever you can to make that guest experience even more phenomenal for them than they could ever imagine.
Absolutely. They've given up some time to have a chat with me. Some of them have, we've made arrangements or affiliations. And then affiliation doesn't necessarily mean money. It could also mean we're sharing knowledge. You know, I'm getting exposed to new information I didn't know about before. Tips and techniques. I mean, you've done that many a time. You're saying, oh, by the way, Bray, here's something. It can help you in your podcast. And going, hey, I like that. And conversely, I'll do the same back. So it's not always money. It can be information, opportunity. Someone comes along going, you know, I know somebody you should talk to. Carl? Yeah. Over here. Here's Carl. Talk to Carl.
It's funny because I think you hit the nail right on the head there. I think a lot of people are thinking of, oh my goodness, I'll take Fred as the example. I'm a real estate expert. I'd like to have a podcast to get more business. But what if people aren't listening to my show? That means I'm not making the money that I want to make from my show. And I think that's a very, you know, in somewhat twisted way of looking at it, where if we're just supporting one another, helping one another in that space, we're not viewing it as competition. Yes, of course, there is competition. We know that. But there's also enough expertise within each one of us that we're going to give a different flair, a different feel, a different taste to the content that we put out there. It's not going to be the same as if I was hosting, and I'm not a real estate expert, but if I was, my take would be different from Fred's, would be different from yours if you were in that space. So embracing that competition, supporting one another, and then also realizing that, yes, you know, even if you are suffering, you know, because it's a real thing, imposter syndrome is real, that you can, put that aside and say, yes, I do have value. And if you are feeling like maybe you don't, maybe that's where you bring in a co-host like Bernie, for example, to help you in that space, to help elevate you. So Bernie, it's been a great discussion. I'm so glad you took a moment to join us on the show. I think we've dispelled the competition myth 100%. I'm going to give you the final thought before we do our closing comments.
You know what? The only competition you have to worry about is with your own mind. And at the end of the day, just do it. If you have to edit and adjust, you edit and adjust. It's like anything else in life. You grow into it. You may not be 100% perfect out the gate, but you become practiced. You'll become the Zen master of speaking and talking and podcasting soon enough.
Well said. Bernie Franzgrout, Synergy Architect, co-founder of Creative Insight Consultants, and of course, the host of the Knack for Business podcast and co-host on The Property Wizard. It's been a great conversation today. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Carl. I enjoyed it.
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer and production lead, Dom Carrillo, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafour. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're Podcast Solutions Made Simple. We'll catch you next time.